The first thing that jumped out at me, Greg, is your report says GAO identified several distinct ways that 23 of 24 major agencies are using Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Did you not look at the 24th, or what's going on there?
No, we looked at all 24 agencies, but one, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, did not have a presence on either Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter, which were the three major social media services that we examined as part of our review.
Did you get a sense of why they don't? Is it just they're not in a position to do it, or didn't see that there would be audience, citizen demand for it, or any sense of that?
I believe it was mostly they were just taking a conservative approach to using these services, but we didn't go too far into it, but I think it was they were just planning on taking a conservative approach before jumping into this technology.
You mentioned 23 agencies, they've made mixed progress in developing and implementing policies and procedures. This one I was surprised, I guess, maybe I shouldn't have been, but 12 of the 23 agencies have developed and issued guidance that outlines processes and policies for identifying and managing records generated by their use of social media and record-keeping roles and responsibilities. That means 11 of them haven't really looked at the whole records management issue of social media.
That's correct. And we had identified as one of the challenges is just identifying which records that are collected or exchanged through social media services should be preserved as federal records under the Federal Records Act. And we, in talking to the 24 agencies, or particularly in the 11 that had not developed those policies and procedures, 10 indicated that they were in the process of updating their records and their policies to address those issues.
Do you think that's fast enough, too slow, or just is the way it is? It is what it is.
Well, I guess it is what it is, but certainly, you know, as agencies get out and maintain a presence in these social media services, they need to have their policies and procedures in place. They need to think through what the risks are, what the challenges are in using these technologies, and then to address them accordingly.
Another element of this that surprised me a little bit, 7 agencies identified and documented security risks, such as the potential for an attacker to use social media to collect information and launch attacks against federal information systems. Again, that means 16 agencies haven't. Are any of those 16 making progress toward this identification and documentation?
Yes, yeah, several of them are considering that and working towards that, but many of them haven't. And that's kind of concerning because there are a number of social media threats that could impact the security over the federal systems and information that those agencies maintain.
Does the framework exist for agencies who want to try to do some of these maybe in a template kind of way to be able to do so?
Well, there are certainly each agency may have unique needs and issues in terms of the types of information that it exchanges through the social media. But there are some fundamental aspects to conducting the security risk assessments or even a privacy impact assessment in which the agency assesses the privacy risk to the information. But in each case, agencies should be checking what the threats are, what their vulnerabilities are to those threats, and the impact that could happen should their systems or information be compromised, and then identify the appropriate countermeasures or mitigating controls to address those risks.
Did you get a sense through your work what the holdup is? I mean, when I think about records management issues and security issues in particular, privacy also, but particularly those first two, it seems to me that at this point in time, in the year 2011, thinking about those things should be kind of integrated into whatever strategy happens to come along that an agency has to think about. How are we going to preserve whatever it is that we're doing and whatever is generated by what we're doing? And how are we going to keep it safe and mitigate risk to the rest of the agency infrastructure? Those two things seem to be pretty elemental when it comes to figuring out how to proceed.
Well, indeed it is. But one of the things that we found is that several agencies, you know, did not think it was necessary to conduct some of these like privacy impact assessments or other security risk assessments because they're primarily, in their view, just putting information out there, reposting information that is presently on their agency websites. And in many cases, they felt because there's a one-way directional flow of information that in some instances that wasn't necessary to do these.
What did the agencies have to say when you let them know about some of these things?
Well, we made recommendations to 21 out of the 23 agencies that had a presence on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. And generally, they agreed with our recommendations. Our recommendations had to deal with updating their privacy policies to reflect the use of social media services, to conduct privacy impact assessments, to, as I mentioned before, to assess the privacy risk and identify protections, as well as to conduct those security risk assessments. And generally, they agreed with our recommendations, and several responded back that they were taking actions to implement them already. There were a couple agencies, though, that did not see the need, for example, to do a privacy impact assessment, and in part because they felt that they were not collecting personal information from those sites. But the guidance from the Office of Management and Budget stipulates that a privacy impact assessment is needed when personal information is available to agencies, such as when agencies solicit comments on Facebook, for example.
Mm-hmm. Any sense of the agencies that did go along with your recommendations of any progress that they might have made since you did your work or have been making subsequent to your recommendations?
Well, just in as part of the report review process, we give each of the agencies a copy of our draft report so they can provide comments for the final report. And as I mentioned, many of them indicated that they are working on it and intend to take corrective actions and update their policies accordingly. But we have not yet gone back to verify those actions. It's still too soon.
All right. Thank you very much for updating us on this, Greg. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Francis.
Greg Wilshusen is the Director of Information Security Issues at the Government Accountability Office.